Last night, I dreamed of my grandfather.
Think about what I felt. Oh, that's because I was just a kid, I think. I guess that's what kids do, they just react with people when they don't think about their reactions.
I rang him from the city. He was in the hospital, waiting to die.
Because usually you only know them intimately when you're a child, and then when you grow up, you move away, and then they die. You've never really had an adult relationship.
I heard them say, "Wait, I'll see if he's still awake. Here he is, just about ready to go to bed."
The thing's done 80,000 miles. There was always something.
You never know what's going to go wrong.
Remarkably.
I don't know why.
You know.
That's why Peter
so different.
You just can't budget.
My father's just
don't know what's going to happen. There's always going to be something
different. Yeah.
He especially fascinated.
Then the old man's voice, "I'll speak to no one but my wife or grandson." Then the phone went dead. But I could still hear his conversation with his cronies, another man talking fast, angry about something, political, I think. Then the man suddenly gave a gasp, and silence followed.
Like a tree.
Then I was driving down a road in New Plymouth, having picked up Pop from the hospital. He was beside me in the car. I put my hand on his knee, affectionately.
He was a kind of an envelope around.
I could feel the material of his trousers.
We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten, 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 be forgotten, 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 forgotten. Forgotten, be forgotten, forgotten.
Then the road to the post office changed into a kind of arcade, and coming towards us was a procession, a religious procession of some kind. It was full of dark red. We didn't know what it was. "Good old Robe Street," he said, remembering his life and giving it to me. "Ah, It's all in a name.